Welcome to the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak, and I'm the author of the international bestseller, Rich is a State of Mind. And this episode is entitled, Going Too Slow? You're going too slow. You're going too slow. You're going too slow. No, my CD compilation of Snoop Rap Diddy isn't skipping, but I've had this refrain ringing in my ears for a few days now. Why? I thought you might ask. I recently had the opportunity to watch an interesting dynamic unfold between a trainer and a trainee, in which it seemed to be the trainer's intent to get the trainee to act in a different manner than they were currently engaged. In short, to act in a manner more in keeping with what the trainer expected of the trainee, rather than what the trainee seemed capable of doing at that point in time. How was the trainer intending to change the behavior of the trainee? By standing approximately 15 to 20 feet behind the trainee and bellowing in a loud, forceful voice, "You're going too slow." Not once, not twice. I lost track somewhere around the 10th bellow. As a trainer myself, I found this rather intriguing, so I decided to watch a bit longer. When it was apparent that the speed of the trainee was not increasing, and in fact seemed to be decreasing, I was happy to see the trainer try something different. The trainer changed their position from behind to approximately 15 to 20 feet in front of the trainee. This was a good sign, as the trainee could now see the trainer, and I felt perhaps that the trainer might model the expected behavior, thus encouraging the trainee to change theirs and make some progress. Sadly, I was mistaken. After taking a new position in front of the trainee, the trainer began to bellow, "You're going too slow!" once again. I lost track of the number of times. As you can imagine, there was no change in behavior of the trainee, and in fact, what little movement had been exhibited while the yelling was coming from behind had completely stopped as the trainer moved to the front. The questions which beg asking here are these. First, who was this incompetent trainer? Second, when would the trainee up and quit? The saddest part of this entire interaction, which occurred while my wife and I were skiing in Ontario last week, was that the trainer was a gentleman, and I'm using the term loosely, probably mid to late 30s, and the trainee was his preteen daughter. I was watching with interest from the side of the ski run, as it was only a decade ago that I learned to ski. Now, I know had my ski instructor taken the same approach with me, it would have ended quite badly for him. Fortunately, my instructor was one who believed in modeling behavior and encouraging while skiing behind, beside, and in front, offering both critical evaluation and praise for what I was doing right. The trainee now started to make some movement in the direction of going downhill, but did not seem very confident about it. I took this opportunity to make a long, sweeping turn behind her, close enough so she could hear me, but not close enough to scare her. I simply said, "Hey, you're doing great. You can do this," as I passed by. Her approach into making her turns was actually pretty good. She just needed some confidence. I then continued into a second turn, passing in front of her, keeping a safe distance, and as she looked at me with a mix of both surprise and a bit of fear, I told her again, "Hey, you're doing great. Make nice wide turns. Take your time." And she had a smile on her face that I'm going to remember for quite a while. As I passed by the trainer, I made another sweeping turn, and he was looking at me with some curiosity, especially since his daughter was now showing some definite progress moving down the hill as she made her way toward him, still smiling. Most importantly, he hadn't yelled anything in almost 2 minutes. It also forced me to think that every time I'm asked to help someone do something they're not familiar with, at the speed of which I'm capable of performing the same act, has nothing to do with their ability to learn. Yelling in a repetitive manner, "You're going too slow," will do absolutely nothing to make them move any faster, and in fact will lead them to either give up entirely or despise you for your attitude. Neither are the desired results from an employee, coworker, or especially your child. If you want to encourage someone to change their behavior, especially when they're learning something new, do not yell. Model. Encourage with your actions, motivate with your words, and teach with a hands-on approach. It worked wonders for a young girl on a ski hill in Ontario last week. It'll do the same for you the next time you have to teach somebody something they've never tried before. This has been the Money, Motivation, and More podcast. My name is Robert Geniak. If you're enjoying the podcast, please drop me a note at robertgeniak.com, or if you're listening via iTunes, leave us a rating. We'd be happy to hear from you. Until next time, thank you for listening.